You know what the date is today?
12th.
May the 12th. And we're on Mount Run in Braxton County. I'm talking to Harvey Sampson. Now, Harvey, you got this fiddle here that you made. And what year did you say you made it in?
1947.
Were you living here then?
No, I lived down on another farm below here, about a half mile. It was in the month of February that I built this fiddle.
And what did you say, there was a big snow on or something?
Yeah, there come a big snow. It started the 1st of February. We'd had a nice winter up until then without any snow. And it started falling in February and just kept coming, and I had nothing else to do but look out the window. And that was about to kill me because I was used to working all the time then. But I always had the idea that I could build a fiddle if I'd ever have time. Well, I happened to think of that. So I thought that'll give me something, pass some time away while it's snowing. And I owned another farm joining that farm that I lived on down there. And there's some old buildings, stuff up there, and I went up there and hunted up a piece to make one piece. I thought if I could make that neck part, which I thought would be the hardest part, why, at some time, if I got that finished, at some other time, whenever I got the time, I would make the rest of the fiddle and put it together finally. But it just kept snowing, and I didn't have too much trouble making that first piece, and then I was out of a job again. So I went back up there and I found some more, another piece of timber that I could make the top out of. Found an old bee gum that someone had made, and it was all rotted up but that one pine board. But it had a nail where they had the cross sticks through right in the way. And I didn't have room on either side of that to make the top out of. Well, I got the idea that I could use that nail hole, for I had to have sound holes anyway. So I laid it off and used that hole, so that didn't stop me there. It came out fine.
The nail hole came right out where the sound...
The nail hole came right out in the sound hole, so it didn't hurt anything. So it... got that piece ready. And I went back up there and I found a piece of maple or sugar to make the back out of. And I carved it out, just carved it with a penknife. And the knife I don't think was worth a dime, for I had to keep a wet rock right with me all the time. I'd scrape a little bit, try to whittle a little bit, and then sharpen that knife up again. But I finally got it through, and there was some big willows that grew along a creek pretty right below my place, so I decided that would make them bandings to go the bind to go around it. And now I got a bunch of that all dressed out, and I put it in the oven. I put some other pieces in there for to check with it. I wasn't going to use to kill dry that. And I'd check on these odd pieces that I wasn't going to use. And I left it in the oven and in a gas, where a gas was burning, just low. And it dried that out till you could bend them pieces that I was a-testing with, and they'd break like glass. So I decided the other was all right then. So I had them already in the form that I wanted them to stay in, and they did. So when I put that together, but I laid the top down and the bottom both and all of them on a sandpaper And I made sure that they were leveled up before I glued them together. And that's about all there was to it, only just to glue it together.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you make your fingerboard? Or did you
I did it? Make the fingerboard, but not the one that I have on it right now. Mm-hmm. I'll put a different fingerboard on it later on. Yeah, and I had every piece of it. It was all hand-carved, but now I have the... I have two pieces on it that was not carved. That's the fingerboard and the, what's called the tail piece, where the string's fastened on.
Let me see if I've got this right. The neck is made out of beech.
Yeah.
The top's made out of pine. The back's made out of maple.
Right. And sides are willow.
Are willow.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice job. And that was made... 1947, 41 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you ever know anybody else around the country here to make any fiddles?
My uncle made a fiddle one time, but I don't know what ever become of it.
What was his name?
His name was Harvey. Same as mine. Harvey George. And the same as my grandpa. That was his name, too. Uh-huh.
And you said, Harv, that when you were a kid, you made a banjo or two? Or?
I made one banjo, and I learned to play on that thing.
What'd you make it out of?
I made the neck out of poplar.
What'd you use for a rim?
The rim, I used a regular rim that one of my brothers had given me. And then I put the rest of it together. Mm-hmm. I made the brackets out of wire, and I put frets on that thing, and they made them out of wire. And I learned to play that thing, and you wouldn't believe it now, but I got pretty doggone good on that banjo. I took in 1-3 county contest winner. But I wasn't playing that banjo at that time.
Where was the contest?
It was over in Gilmer County. Huh. I took the prize.
At Glenville?
And my brother was a fiddle player, and he got first on it. Homer. Hmm. Yeah, we took that in. Huh.
Harv, you've been around... What year were you born, Harv?
1909.
You've heard a lot of old-time music in your day.
I have.
Who would you say was the best old-time fiddle player you ever heard?
I always thought my dad was the best old-time fiddle player. Mm-hmm. He had something about it that the others didn't have all the time, I noticed. I don't know why. I wasn't trying to learn to play when I was watching him when I was a boy, but I could see the music in his bow the way he did it, and I couldn't see that in the other bow playing.
Mm-hmm. You remember what some of his pieces were?
I'm playing a bunch of his pieces. Yeah. I'm playing some of his pieces that they're in. I don't guess there's anybody else playing but me.
Harv, did you ever see, you know what these dulcimers are?
Yes.
Did you ever see any of them years ago?
No. No, I didn't see them years ago.
None at all?
No.
Just recently?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They were not scattered around in the community where I live mm-hmm. at the years ago. In fact, there's not none around here close to me yet. I see them when I get away from here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I think I covered it. How about this, Harv? Did you ever know of any... Were there ever any colored people in this part of the country that played music?
Not to my knowing.
Were there any colored people at all in this part of the country?
No. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever Did you ever play much for dances?
I have. Years ago, I played for dances.
In this community here? Or?
No, not in this immediate community right here. Down in Calhoun County, I played. Used to go to them dances quite a bit. But I was playing a banjo at that time. In fact, I never tried to learn to play the fiddle till after my brother was inducted in the Army. He was a fiddle player at that time, and I was a banjo player. And he was inducted, and I had been deferred for 18 months where I worked. I was working in a defense plant. So I didn't go. And after he went to the Army, we lived at Baltimore at that time. We had a music band there, all from West Virginia. And they jumped on to me to take my brother's place, and I told them I couldn't play the fiddle. And they found out that I could play a little bit. Always could just pick one up and play it just a little bit. I never practiced and never went very far with it. And they never quit till I had to play with them. And I used the fiddle. And after the war was over and I was back home on the farm, had so much to work at, the fences down, the brace growing up. And I just put that fiddle away and I never seen it and fooled with it for about 15 years.
Well, now you told me who the best fiddle player you ever heard was. Who'd be the best banjo player you ever heard?
Well, that'd be kind of hard to choose between the banjo players. I've heard some dandy banjo players.
Old-time style?
Yes, old-time style. That used to be the main style that was played in this section. I don't know but what a fellow by the name of Bailey was just about as good a banjo player as was ever around this part of the country. And he was a brother to the fiddler Emory Bailey. Mm-hmm.
And what was his given name?
His name was Homer.
I've heard of him.
He was a good fiddler too himself. He lived right up the hall here. Huh. Used to own this right up here. Huh. Where I own that now.
Huh. Did you ever hear Ward Jarvis play a banjo?
I never heard him play a banjo, but I've heard him play the fiddle. Mm-hmm. I played the banjo with him. Mm-hmm. But he was playing the fiddle. I don't think I ever heard him play the banjo. Really, I didn't know he could play a banjo.
He's pretty good.
I'd probably made him play it when I was with him, but I didn't know he could play the banjo.
And, Harv, when you sing in the quartets and stuff, you usually sing bass, is that right?
That's right.
How did you get started with that? Did you attend singing schools? Or?
No, I never did attend singing school. Oh, I was one night at a place where they had a singing teacher, but I never learned anything there that night. I don't suppose I did, anyway. I got started off with one of our neighbors was trying to teach my brother Homer and me to sing them notes and sing with her. And she did what she could to help us, but I wasn't but about 12 years old, I guess. And what little bit we got when we was singing, on the way to mill, I got to thinking about a song that we had sung, and I got to studying about how the noose would have to go on it. Well, I got that figured out. Mr. Riding on the horse going to the mill. We eating a lot of cornbread at them, during them days. But once it opened up to me that I was getting understanding the way I was looking at it and figuring on it myself, without help, it just opened up after a bit. I could see there was no puzzle to it. And I teach music now. Well, I'm not teaching right now, but I have. And there, it's, once you get the understanding of it, you'll see that it's just a puzzle, and a puzzle is not a puzzle once you know how it works. It's not a puzzle to you. And that's the way that they're singing it. But I can't do nothing with round notes. It's shaped notes that I go by all the time. Mm-hmm. And my brother, he teaches the shaped notes.
Someone told me that Homer was teaching a school now.
Yeah, you got one over here in Frozen Run.
Frozen Run, that's over by him, is it?
That's right on down the road here, off another fork after you turn off the hedge back here next to Gilmer County, over in Tanner. Do you know where Tanner Fork is? Mm-hmm. Well, he lives over there. Yeah. And that school is right on top of the hill between this side and that and Tanner side, mm-hmm. up on the Frozen Chapel, it's called. But he's going out to Elkins in August, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Teach him a class for a week.